You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, joined with co-host Chris Doyle, who serves as managing editor of the Baptist Messenger. Howdy, Chris.
Hello. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad as well, and we're thrilled to be joined with Keith Burkhart, who serves as Family and Men's Ministry Specialist for the BGCO. Howdy, Keith.
Hey, it's good to be with you men.
Now, we are pumped to talk about your upcoming conference, Men's Rewired at Falls Creek, on April 28th and 29th, and looks to be just a fantastic event yet again in a series of great events. Year to year, this is just one of the most highly anticipated. And I thought we could begin, Keith, by you just telling us what's on the docket this year.
Yeah.
What are some of the main things going on?
Well, we're really excited. I think this is, I say this every year, but we have, I can say this with confidence, we have the best lineup I think we've ever had. And, you know, just kind of like to start with the philosophy where we're moving. We're actually in a three-year focus on truth. And so last year we unveiled truth and we had material that reinforced four truth tracking icons. We had studies and so forth. And this is year two, which we are advancing truth. And so everything is designed to kind of, even though there's all kinds of opportunities, all kinds of material, breakouts, truth tracks, we're going to stack the deck with things that will advance truth back in the local church and in communities.
Who are some of the main speakers?
We have Michael Jr., real excited to have him. And I know actually the women are having him as well. Sometimes mm-hmm. we overlap. We don't, great minds think alike, but Michael is going to be with us. He's going to close it out on Saturday. He's a nationally known comedian. Of course, he was featured in the War Room movie we showed a couple years ago, and so we're really excited to have him. And then there's one guy that's kind of, unless you are familiar with his books, you may not be aware of him, but Cliff Graham. He is an incredible writer, a series of novels, David and His Mighty Men, and he is just a man's man, former military guy, ended up being a chaplain at the end of his service. He's just a super guy. He's going to be there. We have Jim Putman, who really is known for his real-life discipleship material, the church that just exploded there in North Dakota. And one other is Kenyatta Wright. And most Oklahomans are familiar with Kenyatta, his football career at OSU. He was a standout linebacker and went on to play in the pros and was in the Pro Bowl. Just a super guy.
Awesome. The dates are April 28th, 29th. The deadline for early registration for Men's Rewired is April 14th, so coming up. So go to the website, either the bgco.org website or the Men Rewired website, menrewired.com. Chris, you've attended this event several years now. What's jumping out to you about this year?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've always been impressed with Men's Rewired. This will actually be, I think, my fourth in a row, Men's Rewired. And I tell you, Keith, I'm always impressed because, and I, you know, there's a article I wrote for The Messenger that's coming out this week. And I took a lot of course, information you provided, but also off the website, menrewired.com, as we keep plugging. But I thought one great description, and I'd love if you can expound on this. Talk about how it seems to draw men of, I think you describe it as different tribes. Yeah. That's an interesting way. But, you know, we talk about, you know, you have your gamers, you have your, I forget all the descriptions, like those that are into wildlife, into camping, into hiking, into sports. You can even have like those that are just business minded, and even those that are just like, just desire more apologetics, theological, heavier scripture studies. You even provide for that. Elaborate more on those type of aspects.
And really, Chris, it's basic missiology. We, you know, that's a theological term. We talk about the study of missions, but the reality is millions of men are isolated from the church and the gospel by a variety of barriers. Now, you might ask yourself sometimes, where are the men in the church on a weekend? Well, they're all over the place. They may be at Little League with soccer. They could be in a tree stand during deer season. They'd be on the golf course. They're just all types of men, and they're all isolated from the gospel and the church. And they don't see how – they don't have a good on-ramp sometimes to really identify with the things of God. And so we come from a tribal men's ministry concept that gives men an easy on-ramp. And so this year, we're bringing back a gentleman from year one, Chuck Farnath, who's an incredible trout fisherman, guide. He's been on ESPN. He's out of Missouri. He's coming back, just kind of a 10-year celebration. And he is the type of guy, we're going to have bleachers along that upper pool where we release trout every year. But he's the kind of guy that if a man has been invited by a friend, he may not have, you know, a good understanding of things of God, may not even be a believer yet, but this will be a great on-ramp for him to sit and hear the things of God and see it lived out in a visual way. And so we connect with all these men. They all speak a unique language, they have a unique lore, and they have passions that are all a little bit different, but the good thing is we bring them all together under the what I call the greater tribe of Christian men in those main sessions with incredible worship, where you do have the gamer, the hipster, the cowboy, all the various kinds of men standing shoulder to shoulder. This is what I love when I look out across that crowd. They're all standing there under the greater tribe of Christian men. Because someday we're all going to bow our knee to the Lord.
You know, one of the great draws is just to be in that tabernacle, just to be among many in opportunities of worship is an incredible experience regardless of whatever that event may be. But to be around thousands of men, all of the descriptions that you talked about, worshiping, and I mean, it's genuine. You've got to see it because, you know, to see all these men together in a setting of worship is a powerful thing, even more so than just, you know, all of those great experiences at Falls Creek. But this is, in my opinion, a little more special from that standpoint.
You know, the men, I wish they would sing and be as free as they are in the local church when they return back, but there's just something about being in a safe place with that large crowd of men. They really feel free to worship. And if I could just share this real quick, we have a surprise for the men this year. We're doing the Best of Rewired Live. And so we're working on a 5-song selection over the last 4 or 5 years. Every year there's a particular song that seems to be the heart language of the men. And so we're putting that together, and it'll be recorded with the live voices, and it'll be made available. It's going to be on the back of their man card. It's going to be a drop card for them to listen to all year long.
That's cool. One other thing that I wanted to talk about is your truth tracks. You already mentioned them, and you got, boy, howdy, the list, we couldn't even mention all of them. I'd say you got about 25 options.
There are 25, yeah.
But I wanted to because when I read about it, it was, you know, usually when you do breakouts at a retreat or a conference like this, you want to do your rotation of the different topics. But it appears that you encourage, it's almost like to stay in that same
yes.
topic for all, is it 4 sessions?
There are three sessions.
Mm-hmm. Well, to explain why that's encouraged.
You know, last year, year 9, the Lord just put on my heart that, you know, we're going to win the battle ultimately as far as the gospel. But I felt like in culture, at least here in even in Oklahoma and the Bible Belt and around our nation, we're losing the battle culturally. And men are floundering out there in their homes, and culture is just sweeping them away, them and their families. And so just moved to a point where we're willing to kind of push more into the men. And so last year we started requiring the men to choose one true track leader and stay with them the whole time. And we're doing that again this year. Once they understood that, they loved it. But the good news is we are pre-recording. We already have 18 being pre-recorded on the front end of Rewired. And they're coming in every day right now from my presenters. And so those are all going to be made available to the men when they return home, because there's just so much good meat there that it's almost impossible to pick. I mean, it's that solid of a lineup, but they will be able to go back and then use it for personal study, small groups, in their home, at the workplace, wherever they want to use these resources. It'll all be in our website, in our vault.
something I've noticed the Men's Rewired event develop into. You know, you've been excellent at raising flags of caution, things that are beleaguering the church, whether it be addictions or pornography, impurity, things that are isolating men and driving them away from God. And what I love to see here about the truth tracks is lifting up Christ and His truth and the life. And that seems to be an intentional direction. And just great to hear about all this and great questions and thoughts, Chris. Keith, could you talk about some of the features or the goings-on or the competitions? Yeah. What are some cool extras that people might look forward to?
You know, last year we brought in the barbecue showdown, the competition, and it was pretty... It was amazing to see all those. I mean, some of these guys are really into it. They had these huge, giant smokers, and they were all lined up along the plaza out there in front of the tabernacle. We're going to bring that back. That's a competition. You do have to register online for that in advance. The fitness throwdown has been very popular the last 3 years, and so those are two-man teams. You can register there at the conference or pre-register on our website. But there's just all kinds of things going on, the 5K and all the activities across the campus, all kinds of things for men to do. Or if they just want to sit and just have shoulder-to-shoulder time, as I call it, time together. Falls Creek, there's no better place. It's removed, and it truly is a safe place for men.
Amen. Let's take a brief time out to hear a word from our featured advertiser.
Dale Rogers Training Center provides training and work opportunities for people with disabilities through its programs and divisions. Prism Place and Wyman Frame allow those with disabilities to earn a paycheck. DRTC will help you celebrate Falls Creek 100th anniversary and other church milestones. Email pr@drtc.org or call 405-946-4489, extension 1431.
And we're back. To think of being able to be in a retreat setting like this, be encouraged, be recharged at a great value. I mean, the price point on this is incredible. And I've noticed some dads and lads, so to speak, taking part, you know, 13 and older,
yes,
encouraged. And in that family dynamic of men and their sons or grandfather and their grandson is just really cool.
It really is. We see multi-generations of grandfathers, sons, and grandsons. And, you know, it's probably 300 teenagers attend the conference. That's growing. And so we're really thrilled about that. And we're intentional. This year we have Todd Sanders, who's one of our Falls Creek finest during the summer. Our student ministry specialist, he's going to be leading Truth Track, and he's going to be dealing with material that's going to be really perfectly suited for those teenagers.
Awesome. Well, we've been talking to Keith Burkhart, who serves as family and men's ministry specialist, talking about the Men's Rewired Conference retreat, April 28th, 29th. Early registration's coming up, April 14th. Men can register. Go to menrewired.com. The current cost is $70. Look in the Baptist Messenger for Chris Doyle's story as well.
You know, Brian, I would like to challenge men. Sometimes I think, well, that's expensive, but where can you go play a round of golf in this city or anywhere on a really nice course, and you're going to almost pay that, but there's not a men's conference anywhere in this country. You can go look at it where you get lodging, three meals, and the content for this price. We literally keep it at the lowest price we possibly can.
Excellent. Thank you, Keith. Keith, we appreciate your ministry across the state, the way you've poured into the lives of men and highlighted the importance of family ministry, too. So, Chris Doyle and I thank you for taking some time
thank
with
you,
us.
Thanks, Keith. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And blessings to you. We look forward to hearing how the event goes and what God did.
Oh, thank you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.